Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The left fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Flood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Flood. Marshall moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blasingame. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Blasingame, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Ciccarelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ciccarelli for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0 for 1 in the game. Gramas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. Schult scores. Morin moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Ciccarelli hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marshall moves to second. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simulai. Morin reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson pinch runs for Walt Morin. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Dean Stone now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to third and picks off Thompson. Two outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Ciccarelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Hal Smith. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. 1 out. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Dean Stone. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Gray pinch hits for Don Blasingame. Dick Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Wally Shannon now playing second base. Gary Blalock now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Jack Urban now pitching. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-4 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor is walked intentionally. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-4 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0-for-4 in the game. Ciccarelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.